ABC Radio Australia.
The Pacific Oz Sports Program, funded by the Australian government, and it's extending its reach outside the country with the expansion of its regional hub in Samoa. The Apia office opened in 2020, but now, under the watchful eye of manager Tapau Alex Mikhail, it's looking to recruit more staff. With its finger on the Pacific Pulse, the hub's aim is to develop elite sporting pathways for athletes and teams from the region, with a particular emphasis on in-country programs. Overall, Tapau says he wants Pacific Oz Sports to have a very visible presence in the region, as well as a direct connection to headquarters in Australia.
The establishment of the hub is an extension of the Pacific Oz Sports Program in Canberra, and it's a task to increase the visibility of Pacific Oz Sports Program, to share knowledge and information with key stakeholders both in Australia and in the Pacific, looking at strengthening the Pacific sports relationship with the key stakeholders, looking at ways to identify and respond to local and regional sporting opportunities, and most importantly, to support the Pacific High Commissions and Embassy with their sports diplomacy activities. So it's the overview of the regional hub in the Pacific and in Samoa to have that physical presence.
Much of what Pacific Oz Sports has done up to now essentially is involved, as I see it, organising training for Pacific athletes in Australia, particularly ahead of big events like the Commonwealth Games. Does your appointment and the existence of the hub in Apia suggest that there might be a bit of a change now, and there may be a move towards taking the trainers to the athletes rather than the other way around?
I think the program also aims to ensure that the elite coaching and athletes from Australia increase their presence in the Pacific. So spending more time in the Pacific, engaging with the stakeholders and building that local capacity. So this can be achieved through tours and short-term training courses whereby, you know, the knowledge and skills are shared to upskill the next generation of sporting champions in the Pacific, so in their countries. And at the same time, Pacific athletes and coaching benefits from high-performance training offered in Australia that would not have otherwise been available in their respective countries, because the resources is always constraints with some of those elite pathways and elite athletes that they want to excel at the next level. So the role of the hub is to look at ways of facilitating emerging opportunities to ensure that men, women and people with disabilities have access and are benefiting from the Pacific Oz Sports Program. So a long-term vision is to ensure that we're bringing knowledge and skills back into the respective Pacific countries and build the local capacity, building a sustainable model.
Let's look at your plans and objectives for 2023. Are there particular objectives that you have in mind for the next few months, either across the Pacific or for individual countries or indeed for individual athletes?
Well, I think we're just glad that some normalities have been restored with borders and travel restriction now eased. And now we're seeing a lot more travels and exchange than during COVID. So Pacific Oz Sports will continue to work through its partners to unlock the Pacific sporting potential, including rugby, rugby league, netball, and also football. And then we've got some new partnership that we've just signed off with the AFL and cricket, as well as tennis. So to date, the program has been able to deliver and support a number of activities despite the COVID-19 restrictions. So, for instance, recently we supported Samoa and Fiji's participation in the Rugby Pacific Nations Cup tournament. We've partnered with the Australian National Rugby League to stage the Pacific Test in Sydney, where it featured teams from Fiji, Samoa, PNG and Cook Island. We've also supported and delivered in partnership with Netball Australia, the Pacific Oz Sports Netball Series. And we've supported over 170 Pacific athletes from 11 countries to prepare and train for Tokyo Olympic Games. And then similarly, we supported more than 100 Pacific athletes to prepare and train for Birmingham Com Games. So building on that success, the hub will be looking to continue to deepen those engagement with sports organisations in partner countries and just to explore sports with potential to build strong pathways from the Pacific to Australia. So a priority will be a Pacific athletes development pathway towards the 2032 Brisbane Olympic Games, which is still in the early consultation stage with partner organizations. And then as well as looking at supporting other major regional and major events with the Com Games happening in 2026 Victoria. So I guess those are all sort of the major activities that we're looking to support and facilitate for our Pacific countries.
On the ground there in Apia, where you're based, what about development of rugby league? I mean, clearly the NRL has a presence there through the Samoan NRL, but so much excitement in Samoa over the team's performance at the World Cup where they made it to the final. Are you already seeing signs there of a growing interest in that sport? And is it something that Pacific Oz Sports would be involved with too?
Yeah, well, Pacific Aus Sports already has a partnership with the NRL that works with the in-country rugby league Samoa national organization. So there is already that relationship. But I think building on from the World Cup, there has definitely raised the profile and interest from players to transition to rugby league as a result of the achievement of Tor Samoa at the World Cup. So again, it's all looking at supporting some of those activities to develop elite local pathways for Pacific athletes and Samoa athletes that are based in country to ensure that they've got a pathway for the next World Cup or the one after that.
That's Alex Mikhail, Regional Sports Hub Manager for Pacific Sports.